You're listening to Eyewitness Bible Series, James, by the Christian History Institute, narrated by a full cast.
What would you have done? Christianity was at a precipice. Its very existence seemed to be in danger. I was desperate to take care of Jesus' precious bride, the church, but had no answers. I went down on my knees, calloused from prayer, and begged Holy Spirit to give me clarity on what to do. And He did.
James was written as a guide to help Jewish Christians navigate cultures with completely different social norms and beliefs than those that existed in Israel. It is applicable in today's world where social norms and beliefs often differ from those of Christianity.
Holy Spirit assured me that what I saw as a problem was just the normal progression of events that had been ordered by God eons ago. He gave me the solution of a weapon of spiritual warfare that would be the most powerful weapon ever used. I was going to be one of the first of many people to wield this weapon, so I needed to be a good example. What was the weapon? A simple letter. For the first decade of its existence, the church was comprised almost entirely of Jews who followed Jesus. We knew the Old Testament scriptures, and we were able to participate in most of the benefits of the complex Jewish social structure. Even though many of us lived outside of Jerusalem, everyone relied on the direction of the apostles and Jewish leaders, many of whom lived in Jerusalem. In the second decade of its existence, the church added many non-Jews to its membership. Peter's conversion of Cornelius started the change, and Paul's preaching increased the speed at which non-Jews were added. As the leader of the church in Jerusalem, I saw things differently than most. I saw that our efforts with the Jews had reached a point of diminishing returns. We had saturated the market. Most of the Jews who might become Christians had already converted, and the rest were resistant, if not antagonistic, to hearing our message. I saw that the Jerusalem church leaders were losing their ability to influence and control the gospel message as Christianity went to non-Jews living further away from Israel.
I saw that the
sample complete. Ready to continue?